Mayor Jones says when he took office during the worst economic downturn in 75 years, he recognized that the city would not be able to tax itself out of its financial challenges. Jones says he's overcome these challenges through economic development, broadening the tax base, and reducing the cost of city government. The mayor says under his leadership, Richmond has found millions more in savings through efficiencies, combining services, and collecting taxes twice a year as opposed to once.
The first year I was here, we had to close a $26 million budget gap. The next year was $30 million. The next year was $16 million. And we've done all of that without laying anybody off or without any furloughs. And so I think that's a pretty good thing.
Jones says he's proud that the city is building a new jail with more humane living conditions.
If you have been around Richmond long enough, you've read headlines from time to time of people actually dying in the inhumane conditions that we had in our justice center. And so on my watch, I don't want anybody to lose their life over anything that I have control over. It is a smaller jail than was suggested because we believe that there are a lot of people in jail that don't belong there. The mentally ill and those who are low-level drug offenders, many people are in jail because they owe child support. They could be put on ankle bracelets and they could go out and work. If they're in jail, they can't pay the child support. If they go out and work, that person could go out and work and be able to pay the child support at the same time.
Jones also wants to deconcentrate poverty in the city.
1 in 4 people in the city of Richmond lives below the poverty lines. And it's something that all in the region should be willing to do something about. 50 years ago, there was this notion that all poor people should be concentrated into one area. And if you have never taken the short drive across the Martin Luther King Bridge, you should do that because Richmond is a city divided, the haves and the have-nots. And we don't want that to continue. We want to break down those invisible barriers and change the abject poverty of what exists in our public housing situations. There are good people who live in public housing. There are decent people who live in public housing. We've got to find a way to have great communities no matter where they are, no matter who they're for. And these great communities consist of mixed income housing, excellent schools, and community centers. When you put those three things together, you have a community where people can have success modeled for them and where people can have a chance at a good life.
The mayor says he wants to see greater regional cooperation in the Richmond metro area, especially in mass transit. He envisions bus lines traveling from the central city to Willow Lawn and eventually to Short Pump.
We're hoping that we'll be able to educate people to the importance of transportation to individuals, but also the importance of regional transportation to business and commerce, and making sure that people can get where they need to go in order to find jobs. We've identified several corridors in the city where jobs exist, but there's no mass transportation. And some of these are in the city, some of these are in the county. But it behooves the business community as well as the public to have public transportation.
Jones believes that by the end of his term, plans will be in place to develop a new baseball stadium and a new coliseum. Mayor Jones has held elected office for 35 years. He served on the Richmond School Board and the Virginia House of Delegates. He's also the senior pastor at the First Baptist South Richmond Church. Craig Carper, WCVE News.